Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the psychology behind dumpers' remorse in lockdown. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing the psychology behind dumpers' remorse in lockdown. So I've been asked by many people about why the psychology of dumpers seems to have changed during lockdown, because there have been many more instances of dumpers reaching out to dumpees. So although I don't want you getting worried if your dumper hasn't reached out yet, you know, there is no reason why that can't happen after lockdown is finished and after we are back to a more normal way of life. There is definitely a correlation between lockdown taking place and some dumpers reaching out. We have had an increase in the amount of dumpers who have reached out to dumpees during this terrible, terrible time. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be going through three reasons as for why this may be the case and really getting into the psychology behind dumpers' remorse in lockdown. So let's get straight into it. And number one is health concerns. So number one is probably an obvious thought, okay? We know what's going on in the world right now. It is very, very difficult, okay? Health is the top of the agenda in everybody's thoughts right now. So if you imagine being a dumper and you are thinking to yourself, like everybody is, you know, are the people I know going to be safe, okay? Are the people I know going to stay healthy? You will be going through your mind all of the people that you know, okay? And before you know it, you will start to be thinking about the people you haven't spoke to in a while because they were still important people in your life. And who is top of the list of the important people of your life who you are no longer speaking with? And that is, of course, your ex. So what we are finding is that there are a lot of dumpers who are being really, really pulled into the point of contacting their ex due to the health concerns, due to the fear that somebody they once loved is not going to be healthy, okay? That fear is driving them forward to the point of wanting to reach out. It is creating the remorse in their mind that there is no longer communication between both people. Because if you once loved somebody, you will naturally start to dwell on the fact, along with everybody else that you know, past and present, about their health, about their well-being, and whether or not they are currently safe. So this is a huge reason as for why lockdown is changing this, changing the mentality of the dumper, because the health concerns are absolutely unprecedented right now. And it is creating a wave of people having concern for their loved ones, past and present. So now let's get into number two, and that is pulling on their intrigue. So during lockdown, we have a lot less going off in our life. Most of us aren't working. Most of us have had our social lives diminished. And this enables us to think, okay? We have no other option other than to contemplate, to think, and to really wonder about the people in our life, past and present. And when we start to consider people from our past, the top of the list will likely be any exes that you had. And if you think about them, this will start to pull on the intrigue about what they are doing now in their life. You could probably assume that right now they are in lockdown, but what else have they been up to in the weeks, months and years that have gone by? Okay, these type of things will start to pull on the intrigue of a dumper and start to move them ever so closer to reaching out to the dumpee one day. If the dumpee is already started implementing my version of a no contact rule, this would have already started the process of slowly but surely moving the dumper closer and closer to the point of them wanting to reach out to the dumpy. And if they are on the verge of this, then lockdown can really push them over the edge, because the extra time to consider everything, the extra opportunity to sit there and actually think and remember of the past, will possibly push the dumper over the edge to the point of where they will want to reach out to the dumpy and just have a catch up. That is something which has been shown time and time again during this period of lockdown. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. Okay, so now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast, and that is righting the wrong. So just as point number two involved the dumper thinking of the past and dwelling on the breakup and wondering what the dumpy has been doing in the intervening time, point number three starts off at a similar point. It starts off with the dumper considering the past and envisioning the situation of the breakup and the aftermath. But the difference is that in this instance, the dumper considers that they now need to right some wrongs, okay? Maybe the dumper has since become a better communicator. Maybe the dumper has just aligned things better in their mind. But now, however the dumper has got to this point, the moment has arisen for the dumper to contact the dumpy and to add more flesh to the bone about the breakup. Okay, the dumper might want to apologise. The dumper might want to add more exploration into what actually happened. The dumper may finally give the dumpy the closure that the dumpy probably never ever had. Okay, there is a strong possibility that due to the extreme circumstances that we're all going through right now, that dumpers are going to be going through these three things that I've spoke about. They're going to be considering a dumpy's health. They're going to be wondering about the dumpy's life. And they're also going to be thinking to themselves, this is probably the right time and the moment that I really want to explain what happened and why, and try to clear the air and right some of the wrongs that once happened. So if you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.